The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Can you try to just be a little more eloquent and succinct?
I will do my level best.
Because it's really... you're starting to sound like him.
Who?
You know who.
Oh, Mr. Anyway?
Yeah, Mr. Anyway. And
pretty good.
I know. Well, it's not difficult to do. You just go...
This show's pretty much dedicated to him, isn't it?
Yeah, whether we want it or not.
Anyway...
You decide anyway.
On purpose. Anyway. So I've been like...
On the other hand, you know, I thought...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
This show's pretty much dedicated to him, isn't it?
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3861. BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of November, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and Big Fatty, you didn't do much.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
You can't send that one.
Why not? Doesn't mean he's gonna use it.
I guess.
Good morning, Fat One.
Oh, good morning, Big Fatty. Oh, such a dear.
Good morning. Roasters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, wishing Big Fatty a good morning. That was Casey in Denver and Holly, and then it was that terminally single Tim, and finally it was that not that Taffy, it was Aunt Tappy. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And why are we roasters? Because it's time to get ready to roast Tom Turkey.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 23rd of November, y'all, it's not really a celebration of exiting the birth canal. It was more of a realization of existence, Big Fatty, but we'll celebrate it as if it was a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard it at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. He's had many adventures sitting on top of Vi and guarding the mobile mansion and having debris removed from his Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about everything. And y'all working in the laundry on the cruise of a lifetime and so many other things. Y'all, I am talking about everybody's favorite. Y'all, I'm talking about the old gal's conscience. Big Fatty, we love conscience. It's true, we do love conscience. So y'all, if you know, conscience used to be on the 20. Big Fatty, maybe he went over to the woolly mammoth. It could be. But y'all, if you see Vera's conscience, or the old gal even, on the 20, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. You know Big Fatty, he's here to serve.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
We all need a little dose of that. It's true. y'all, let's see. One moment, please. Y'all just had to have a little sip of my hot tea. Y'all, I'm having the orange spearmint and the lemon spearmint mixed together today. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, just one thing about Conscience's birthday. And y'all, I'm not one of these people that comes up with the conspiracy theories, but y'all, did you notice that Conscience's existence started the day after Digger's celebration of exiting the birth canal? Big Fatty, not gonna touch that one with a 10-foot pole, no. All right, anyway, but y'all, let's see now. After I spoke to you on Monday when I recorded the two, I say Tuesday little show, y'all, I just piddled around the villa here. Y'all had a big salad for my supper. Then I watched the Jeopardy. Y'all, it was the end of the Tournament of Champions on Monday night. Y'all, that Amy Schneider, she won it all, y'all. She won it all. And it was a great Tournament of Champions. Spoiler alert, by the way. Y'all, it's, and now we're back to the regular shows. Anyway, y'all, it was just exciting. Just very exciting. One moment, please. One more sip. And, let's see, y'all, then after that, y'all, sometimes, you know, I think, I had a title of the show that old people like soup and 60 Minutes. Well, y'all, they also like the Antiques Roadshow. And y'all, so that's what I did. I watched the Antiques Roadshow on Monday night. And I piddled around, didn't do diddly squat, but piddled nonetheless. And y'all then slept like a baby. Y'all, I woke up about 4 a.m. in the morning, I was not worried about the net, but y'all, it was just very out of character for him to not be by in a few days. And so your mind always goes to the worst case scenario. He's fine. There ain't nothing to worry about. It's just Big Fatty being mother hen. Big Fatty, you big fat mother hen, you. Anyway, y'all, I did eventually go back to sleep, and y'all woke up just, actually, Miss Gail King had already started when I finally got out of the chamber, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Had my breakfast, did the Sudoku, had the cheese toast for breakfast. It was delicious. Did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back, got my share. And y'all, then I was preparing I was preparing for Hortensia's arrival at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, y'all, I had ordered one last, you know, I mentioned the rug that I ordered for the kitchen here at the villa. And, y'all, I had also ordered, and I kind of had forgotten, y'all, I ordered these multicolored Chroma lights, but they're a globe. They're not the big ones, but they're probably an inch and a half across or something like that. Multicolored. So, y'all, I decided I was going to hang them around the edge of the carport here at the villa just for a festive look. And, you know, I've got the new little trees all decorated up. And, of course, the big bush is always decorated. y'all, I just thought I'd do that too. So, y'all, after Hortensia arrived, the lights arrived before Hortensia, and I went out and kind of measured to make sure everything was going to fit right. Y'all, almost fits to a T. It fits like a glove. Big Fatty, is a puppet show coming? No. Once Hortensia got here, the Nip and I, y'all, we went to the Home Depot, and y'all, I found some clip things to hold your Crema lights, outdoor clip things. They're not the 3M. What are those called? It's the command strip things. It's not those. But they're made for outdoors, and y'all, so there was a box of 25 of them for like $10, and y'all, if it, the command strip, 25 command strips, y'all, that would have cost you a month of Sunday savings. Got that, and y'all, I needed a white outdoor extension cord to hook the lights up. And then, y'all, it's hard to find small short extension cords. And y'all, they had one at the Home Depot that was 2 feet long, and it had a three prong, we had three different outlets on the end of it. And so I said, you know what, I don't really need that right now, but, you know, it's hard to find those. So I just went ahead and I got it. And, you know, I had gotten that gift card at the Von's East last week, $50 gift card for $40. And so, y'all, I had converted it to a Home Depot gift card. And so, y'all, I used that. I still got some duckies left on that. Then we came back here and dropped the Nip off. Y'all, I started working on putting those lights up while Hortensia was still here and working. And finished right as she was leaving, and finished that up, and got myself presentable to go over and see Olive, and the Nip and I headed on over there, the Nip had gotten Olive a poinsettia. Y'all, this is another way you know you're old, is when people bring you a poinsettia. That's what my mother always used to say. And y'all, she would get poinsettias all the time. So she should know. But went over. We had a lovely, just a lovely supper with Olive. And we'll call her Irene, because that's her name. The Nip and I. And y'all, I had the special tonight. I had the beef stool, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. The brown gravy that it was cooked in was made with the Guinness beer. So y'all had a little bite to it. It was delicious though. After that, the Nip and I left, and we were headed home, and I said, you know, I need I need to get a couple of things at the Walmart. So, y'all, we went over to the Walmart. Now, y'all, you know, I told you, don't go to the grocery store on the day before Thanksgiving. Y'all, Moose P, he went on, too, I say, Tuesday, and he said it was an absolute madhouse. In fact, Irene at supper said that she went on, too, I say, Tuesday, and it was a madhouse then, too. Anyway, y'all, thoughts and prayers if you have to go to the Von's East today. But anyway, y'all went over to the Walmart. I needed some mouthwash, and y'all, I just every time I'm in there, I just check to see if they have any of those Bells and Stars cookeries. The Archway Bells and Stars. Casey in Denver, you heard him. At the Good Morning Big Fatty part, he found a package of them out there in Denver, so he's enjoying those. And anyway, got those, and y'all, I needed I didn't really need it, but I thought I needed it, and then because I had forgotten about that 2-foot extension cord, but y'all, I got another 3-outlet. A 3-prong outlet. Casey in Denver, he went and bought one of those too. It was big, fatty. It's like your twinsies. It's true, except he's enormous and not so much. But anyway, Big Fatty, has he sent his grandma a tree picture this year? Not yet. But I know it's on. I know it's on his naughty list. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then we got back here to the villa. I have. Gotten comfortable, made my hot tea, y'all. I'm recording this later than normal, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, I told you about that $800 that the state of South Kakalaki sent to each taxpayer. Well, y'all, just so Big Fatty wouldn't get to enjoy all of it, y'all got notice today that my homeowners association dues are going up from to $425 every 6 months. So, y'all, that's $850. So we were paying $620, so y'all, that's what, a third more? Anyway, y'all, easy come, easy go. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear anything about, I guess that's something. I don't really have anything else to say today. Pretty much that's it. I'm just going to sit here and wait for the music to start. Big Fatty, I can hear them all going, oh, he is going downhill. Downtown! No, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely hump day, y'all. If you're traveling today, safe travels to you. If you're cooking for folks, safe cooking. And anyway, and y'all, if you want to be a part of the hump day Good Morning Fatty, y'all, all you got to do is recode good morning or something along that. Along those lines, and just e-letter it to me, and I'll eventually use it. Big Fatty, so you say. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal in conscience, and guys, what?
This show's pretty much dedicated to him, isn't it?
Oh, yes, well, it's the Big Fatty Online Show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.